Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vibing in the Ritz Car podcast. I'm your host, Connor Kite, CTF Football and the Slide Job podcast on Instagram. And we're back. It's going to be a semi-annual podcast. And seriously, I'm like heading home from a deeper area than usual because I had to get food. And so it's really going to be about 30 plus minutes this time. I said that last time. It was only like 24. It'll really be 30 minutes this time. I don't have anything to talk about. I just didn't have anything to do, so I wanted to do a podcast. I didn't have anything to listen to or watch. So I want to do a podcast. And I don't have anything to talk about. I just turned it on. On a whim. We head out to Tennessee tomorrow. 12 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, I don't know, something like that. I'm excited for the race on Sunday, but more importantly, I'm excited to see family that I don't get to see very often. My grandparents get to see them about once every, I don't know, 6 months nowadays. Used to be once every couple months, but it's gone down a little bit since then. And just my sister, who I get to see like once a year, and so that's not awesome. That's not great. Hopefully, we can get a C-tier podcast done. I'm still not feeling good, by the way. Still not feeling good at all. Don't know how viable the getting a C-tier podcast done is. But let's talk about the race. Lots of guys not very happy with the fact we're racing on dirt in NASCAR. And not happy with the fact that we are using window nets. I don't know. There's something weird that went around. I don't remember. I don't know what happened. But I know a lot of drivers are against the idea of dirt track racing and stock car racing. And I can see where they're coming from. I definitely can see where they're coming from there. It's not what it was made for, but at the same time, I don't hate it, and I'm going to be there, and I'll see. Last year, I didn't hate the race. You had Logano win it. You had Suarez have a really good run. You had Bell take out Larson. It was a really eventful race. Sorry about that. I'm going to get a drink of water. Silence will fill the air while I do that. But yeah, just not regular Bristol, of course. When I was at the Bristol Night Race last year, insane racing. I love Bristol. It's the best. It is the best. And I'm excited to see the dirt race and see if it compares to the night race. We'll see if it does or does not. I will keep you updated on the Slide Job podcast, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again here on the Vibing in the Ritz Car podcast at some point. But that's one thing I'm looking forward to. My sister bought a PS2, and PS2 growing up, easily my most played console as a kid. Easily. I played the Wii a lot when I was little. Played the Xbox 360 a good bit, but PS2 growing up was easily my most played console. NCAA 05, mascot mashup for hours on end. Backyard football for hours on end. Battlefront 2 for hours on end. Simpsons Road Rage for hours on end. Simpsons Hit and Run for hours on end. And American Idol, the video game, which is just historically, brutally bad game. Played it for hours on end. Loved that game to death. If I had to play one game for the rest of my life, it would not be in the conversation. But it's... I freaking love it, dude. I freaking love it. And my sister bringing it, and she bought a lot of those games, and I'm going to bring the ones that she didn't buy. Just the best gaming console of all time, in my opinion, still to this day. Nintendo Switch is very good, but nothing is ever going to beat the nostalgia goggles I have for the PS2 and the billions and trillions and quadrillions of hours that I put into that system. And I'm very excited to play it with my sister, because we grew up playing it like every day, so that should be fun. MTX racing, I don't know, something like with it, like, you know, like mountain bikes and stuff. We're playing that. I brought that. Yeah, that's another good game. I don't remember what it's called, but we played that a lot. We played that, like, a stupid amount. Because it's, like, we played that game, and we only played one level. You know how when kids, like, kids just do that? Kids will get a game when they're little, and they won't know that there's more than one level. So they'll just play the first level over and over again. That's what we did with that game. And I'm very excited to play the first level over and over again with that game. One game that we didn't get that we don't bring, Incredible Hulk, the video game. I don't remember what year it came out, but that's also a game that I just play the first level over and over again. Just an incredible game. I still, in my opinion, it is the best superhero game ever made. And I'm sure it's not very good. I'm sure it's not very good. Once again, nostalgia probably overwhelming me, but I just, man, throwing people off the top of buildings, you can't get any better than that. You can't not get better than that. I promise you, you cannot. Just the best. Just the best. MLB, let's talk about a little baseball, because baseball's back. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., probably going to win the MVP this year. Shohei's off to a slow start. Luis Robert, Louis Bob, has been sick, so he's still in that conversation, in my opinion. Mike Trout, obviously in the conversation. Mike Trout plays a full season. I know he's off to a slow start, technically, even though he has, like, a freaking insane stat. There was, like, an insane stat the Foolish Baseball posted. His BABIP's low, but it doesn't matter because he's so good. He has, like, a 176 BABIP and, like, something in the WRC Plus that's just ridiculous. Like, a 200 or something WRC Plus. I don't get it. I don't get it. Mike Trout was made to break stats, and he's done that again this season so far. So he'll definitely compete for it. Louis Bob, I think he'll compete for it. Vladdy, he'll compete for it. Shohei, I don't know, man. I don't know. Shohei, I mean, he's gonna be really good. He just does home run tonight, first pitch of the game against the Rangers. I don't know if he makes a run in MVP again this year, though, or not. Dark horse, watch out. Ty France for the Mariners. Sort of been the best player on that team for the past two seasons. And then last year had a lot of competition. Like, Mitch Haniger was really good last year for them, and J.P. Crawford was really good, and Paul Sewald, and Chris Flexen, and Marco Gonzalez, and things of that nature. But I would say Ty France is the best player on that team. Still, I know Jesse Winker's on the team, but he's off to a slow start. Adam Frazier's terrible. Eugenio Suarez, bad. So, we'll see. I think Ty France is the best player on that team. And Logan Gilbert, really good. We'll see Logan Gilbert, but I don't think he's going to win MVP. I think Ty France has a shot at MVP this year. Dark horse in the race for sure. Jose Ramirez probably just going to come third in MVP voting, as he usually does. But if he wins it, I would not be surprised. Anybody else just stands out to me in that, in the division? White Sox, Robert, I already said Robert, Louis Bob. That's about it on that. I just love talking about baseball awards, because baseball awards, there's just so many of them, man. And they keep track, and this is something I wish the NFL did. They keep track of the top 20 receiving vote getters. I don't know if they do it for Rookie of the Year. I know they do it for MVP. I don't know if they do it for Cy Young. I know they do it for MVP. Because Mike Zunino got an MVP vote last year, hitting like 1.1. That doesn't even make sense. He didn't hit the ball. Great defensive catcher, hits home runs, but didn't hit the ball. I wish the NFL did that, because I would love to go back in time and see who finished like 13th in MVP race in the NFL in like 2007. Like, would it be Rex Grossman? No, it wouldn't be, but it'd be cool to see if it wasn't. You know what I mean? So, I would really like that if they did that, but they only keep track of like the top three vote getters, and really, they don't even do that. You gotta guess, because they show like the hype screen. I'm like, who will win MVP this year? Will it be Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, or Aaron Rodgers? And like, that's the top three in the voting, and you just gotta assume who came second and third. You know who won, but you gotta just assume who came second or third. The Heisman, I like the Heisman for that reason, because they show who voted for who really good in Heisman, and you even get guys who weren't even invited to New York. in the Heisman final voting. I like that. Breece Hall came like fourth a couple years ago, or like fifth. Wasn't invited. But it's just cool to know who is like deeper down in those Heisman voting or in the MLB voting. Or I wish that the NFL did it. It'd be so cool if they did it. And I don't know if, I think the NBA does it for like the top 10. So that's cool. But the NFL really needs to do that. And if they did, I would very much appreciate that. I really would. Really would do that. NL MVP, Freddie Freeman just rakes, bro. Freddie Freeman rakes. Not saying he's going to win it, but I've been watching Dodgers highlights. He just hits it to opposite field every time and gets a base hit. That's all he does. Chris Bryant also rakes. He's been really good so far this year. He's got a hit in every game, as far as I know, unless he didn't get hit today, unless they didn't play today. I don't know if they played today or not. Not Jazz. Manny Machado, watch out for Manny. 5 for 5 with a bomb yesterday. You don't see that very often. 5 for 5 with a homer. Don't think he got the cycle, or I would have heard about that. But 5 for 5 is one stat line where you'd be like, oh, he could have gotten the cycle. But I don't know if Manny Machado is legging out a triple. I'm sure he has before. And I'm not, he's not like the slowest person in the world, but I doubt it. Paul Goldschmidt, I think, is going to finish like top 5 in MVP voting. He does it every year. Nolan, watch out for Nolan. Nolan is super hot to begin the year. 3 home runs the first 3 games of the year. And he's going to really, really have a good year this year in St. Louis. Getting a feel how to not play in Coors for an entire year. Watch out, man. Watch out. He's going to be really good this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was high up in the MVP voting. Who won it last year in the NL? Why am I blanking? Bryce Harper won it. It won't be Bryce Harper this year. I love Bryce Harper. He's one of my favorite players in the league. But it's not going to be him because he's not going to get enough RBIs. And he didn't do it last year either, but he has like 3 so far this year, which is really low. I know we're like only 5-6 games in, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't think it'll be Bryce. Could be Soto, but they're going to win like 4 games, so I doubt it'll be Soto. But if it's Soto, I mean, I would love it. Juan Soto is the best hitter in baseball by a pretty solid margin. He's the best player, or base hitter. Best hitter in baseball. I mean, maybe because they Mike Trout. I forgot about Mike Trout because he doesn't play. He's played like 4 games in the past 7 years, so I forgot about him. But I still would argue Juan Soto is better right now than Mike Trout. Juan Soto's hitting like 256, I think, as of yesterday, and Trout's hitting like 200. I know it's like 5 games in, like I said, but still worth a call if you're going to pick apples and oranges compared to each other. You gotta bring up batting average for 6 games in the year. Cy Young, I know I talked about this in the last podcast, but I just love baseball award races because it changes basically every day. I mean, you saw last year, like, Bryce Harper and Fernando Tatis were sort of, and it was like Tatis early on, and it was like, yeah, he's going to win it. And then he got injured, and then it was like, Bryce Harper's going to win it. And then Juan Soto came in really late in the year and just raked. And so people were like, oh, Juan Soto should win, blah, blah, blah. And it just happens for every single award in the MLB because there's so many games. And it's such a inconsistent player sport where guys just, I mean, the best hitters and best pitchers in MLB history still give up home runs and still bat below 300, you know what I mean? Or 400. So I think that is interesting. Just so many players are so inconsistent, even if they're the best. Like Shohei Ohtani, really inconsistent right now. But I'm sure he'll turn around. Kyle Tucker, by the way, AL. MVP watch as well, I think, is fair. It's fair for that. And by the way, I'm not saying Shohei Ohtani's inconsistent. He's not. But in baseball, I mean, you are bad in statistics no matter what. Like, you're going to bat below 500. And if somebody's like, somebody who doesn't watch baseball is like, this guy batted below 500? How's in the MVP? It's because no one bats above 500. No one bats 1,000. Just now how that works. So I don't even know where I was. MVP for the NL. Don't know how I got here. Logan Webb for Cy Young. Watch out. Alex Cobb for Cy Young. Watch out. Gotta call it out. Gotta call out my dude, Alex Cobb. Love Alex Cobb. Whenever they picked him up, the Giants, man, never been a better move. What a move. Perfect. Carlos Rodon, also, watch out, Cy Young. Could have won it last year if he hadn't sort of, like, stopped playing towards the end of the year. Robbie Ray, I know Robbie, and this is to the AL. I know Robbie Ray gave up, like, 8 runs in his last game, but that was really not legit because a lot of weather was involved in that. I think Robbie Ray has a really good year this year, but I don't even think he's the best pitcher, like, Cy Young caliber. He won the Cy Young last year. What I'm talking about, he's not the most likely player to win Cy Young on that team, and I think that's Logan Gilbert. Logan Gilbert has a 0.90 ERA through 2 starts against the Twins lineup and against the White Sox lineup, who both project to be really good offenses. I say that as Kershaw went like 8 no hit innings, perfect game on the Twins. But I stand by. I think their offense is going to be really good this year. And really, for Logan Gilbert, it should be a 0.0 ERA because he didn't allow one against Minnesota, I don't think. And he definitely did not allow one against the White Sox. That should have been an error on the run that scored. Don't know how it's not. The wind is blowing at like 18,000 miles per hour. So, don't know how that's not it. Sandy Alcantara, yeah, he'll probably be in there by the end of the year. He'll start slow, and he has started a little bit slow, but he'll turn it around and get into the groove by the end of the year. My picks, though, like Logan Webb, dude, probably my pick for Cy Young in the, you know, and in the AL, not a clue. Not a clue. There's a lot of pitchers in the AL that are, like, good. So, we'll see what happens there. Let's talk about the NFL for a second. Just making it around the league. Sorry. Had to get something. Just making it around the league. As this guy gets in front of me on the freeway without using his blinker. That's awesome. Let's talk about the NFL. Debo Samuel says he's been sent death threats and racist remarks for not signing a contract with the San Francisco 49ers. Doesn't surprise me, and if Anthony, you're listening, you know this. 49ers fans, any fans in the Bay Area, Rams fans, I mean, there's no Rams fans. Rams fans don't exist. Chargers fans don't exist. But Raiders fans, bro, these fans of the West Coast teams, just the worst. Just the worst. Sorry, all it is, they're bad, they're terrible, really, really toxic. So, doesn't surprise me. Debo Samuel probably still re-signs with the 49ers because why would you not? Their offense literally is you. You are their offense. When you go somewhere else, you're not going to be used the way that you're used with the Niners, unless you are, unless I'm wrong. That's one thing. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think if he goes to, like, the Jets are immediately going to be like, okay, Zach Wilson, we're going to act like you're Jimmy Garoppolo now. Cool. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You got DK Metcalf going to attend spring OTAs or whatever OTAs. Good for him. I think he's a Seahawk unless they trade him. I don't think he wants to leave. But if he does leave, I don't think it'll be by his doing. I think they'll trade him just to complete the rebuild. Not complete the rebuild, but complete start the rebuild. A.J. Brown. I know, like, it's just such a good receiver class. Terry McLaurin, I'm sure, will resign. I don't know, man. Terry McLaurin doesn't... No one talks about Terry McLaurin. He's so good, no one talks about him. I've not seen a report. Like, I've seen reports like A.J. Brown, uncertain if he'll resign. DK Metcalf, uncertain if he'll resign. Debo Samuel, uncertain if he'll resign. And, like, you can argue that, like, Terry McLaurin's the best of the four, and no one talks about his contract situation. Unless he already did something. I don't know, man. I'm out of the loop. I'm not keeping up with the NFL offseason news that much right now with all the MLB stuff and Star Wars being what Star Wars is, with like Obi-Wan coming out, the new video game, and you got NASCAR, and I gotta go with the race, and blah, blah, blah. I just haven't really been keeping up with the NFL offseason as much as I usually do. And I work, like, all the time. So, there's that. But, like, no McLaurin news. But A.J. Brown, could A.J. Brown go back to baseball? No. But if he did, he wouldn't be a Titan anymore. I mean, he would be. They'd still have his rights. I think they'll probably all end up re-signing with their teams. They're just going to get, like, all the team. I don't know if the Niners, I don't know about the Niners, but I'm pretty sure the Titans and Seahawks both have enough cap space to easily re-sign both of them. And, like, cap space doesn't exist, man. Cap space absolutely does not exist anymore. So the Niners will re-sign Debo no matter what the money is, if Debo wants to re-sign. Which I'm sure he will. I don't know how many of those death threats or racist remarks are real and not a contract negotiating tip for Debo Samuel. I know Debo Samuel's pulled. I think he's pulling out all the stops to get more money. I'm following everybody on Instagram and Twitter. Love it from him. Get your bag, King. Get your bag. I'm up for it. Not saying that he's not getting death threats, but you know what I mean. You can say, hey, man, pay me extra because I got to play in a place that gives me death threats if I don't do good. Like, come on. That's an easy bargaining chip. That's an extra $10 billion. Promise. Promise. Trust me, I've tried. Let's get into basketball. I don't know the seeding. I don't know the seeding. I'll be honest. Not a clue. Memphis plays tomorrow. Grizzlies fan here, obviously. If you know me, I'm a Grizzlies fan. Do I think we beat the Timberwolves? No, I don't. I really don't. And here's why. The Grizzlies would beat every other team in the NBA in the playoff series besides the Bucks, the Suns, the Mavericks with Luka, and the Timberwolves. Those are the only teams that the Grizzlies do not beat in a seven-game series because they match up. Oh, that's a honking horn. They match up terribly with all of them. And I would argue the team that the Grizzlies match up the worst against in the league is the Timberwolves. They have Patrick Beverley, who is going to try to injure Ja at all costs. He just is. They have Jaden McDaniels? Why did I say that name? I don't know where Jaden McDaniels plays, bro. Not a clue why I said that name. Is he even real? Am I mixing two people? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think there's a way the Grizzlies can beat the Timberwolves in a seven-game series. And I think the Grizzlies are really good, and I think they're going to be clowned relentlessly for losing in the first round after winning 56 games the regular season. But I'm telling you all right now, the Grizzlies are good, and they're better than the Timberwolves are. Like, if you get rid of matchups, which is like, obviously they won more games, but the Timberwolves just match up so good. Cat is really good against us. Anthony Edwards turns into Michael Jordan every time they play us. D'Angelo Russell is Allen Iverson when they play us. And you've got, who I meant to say earlier, I meant to say his name. I still can't think of it. Jared Vanderbilt to play defense on everybody. And the Grizzlies still getting healthy. I just don't see a world where the Grizzlies can beat the Timberwolves in a seven-game series. And the Timberwolves are then going to get swept in the next round by whoever they play. Because that's just how it's going to work. And it's going to look really bad for the Grizzlies. But next year, the Grizzlies, if they're back to being as good as they are this year and they match up against somebody that they match up better against, they'll win that series. They just match up real, real bad versus the Timberwolves real bad. NBA Finals picks, I don't really care. As long as it's, if it's not the Grizzlies, which I don't think it will be, I don't care. I don't care. I'm like, I'd rather it not be the Suns, because I don't like them that much. But if it's the Suns, I don't really care. If it's like the Bucks, yeah, cool, I love Giannis. If it's the Nets, yeah, cool, I love Kevin Durant and Kyrie. If it's the Heat, yeah, cool, get Spoelstra a ring, I don't care. if it's the, I like Jimmy Butler, so. If it's, who else? The Warriors, fine. I like Steph and Klay and Jordan Poole and Kuminga and Draymond. I like all them. So good for them. Mavericks, cool. Luka got a ring, but I don't even think he'll play. As long as it's not the Timberwolves, the Suns, or the Pelicans. Because the Pelicans, I hate them, even though they're probably not going to win the championship. As long as it's not the other three, I'm good. And even the Suns, I can be like, ah, CP3 win a ring, that's cool. I just don't like Devin Booker. Nothing to his fault. He's just really good. And when they play the Grizzlies, he doesn't miss shots. CJ McCollum, same thing. I'm sure CJ McCollum's a cool dude. Doesn't miss a shot when he plays the Grizzlies. Just doesn't happen. And let's see. Nets. What's the finals prediction from me? What's my finals prediction? Suns, Nets. Is it that? Is that it? It's going to be the Suns out of the West. That's a sure thing. The Suns are the best team in the West. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Nets. I'm going to say the Nets come out of the East. Still, I know Kyrie and KD have only played like 17 games together this year or something like that. Or like all time. I don't know. I don't think it matters when you have KD and Kyrie who can both put up 50 a night. I know they still lose when they do that. Like, they put up like 50 and like 40 respectively and they still lost. I don't care. The Nets are... It's hard to beat them four games in a seven-game stretch. I feel like it's going to be hard to do that. And you got Patty Mills, who just becomes like Ray Allen sometimes. You got Blake Griffin. I don't know why I mentioned him. Doesn't really even play. Cam Thomas. Don't know why I mentioned him either. There's so many more players on that team that I just like not mentioning. Bruce Brown. Yeah, he's really good. Goran Dragic. Yeah, he's pretty good. You got LaMarcus Aldridge. Is he even playing? I don't know. Nicholas Claxton. Yeah, he's pretty good. You got a lot of really good players in that team. And give me the Suns in six. I think the Suns are the best team in the league. I think that they will be for a while if they don't lose Ayton this season. By the way, watch out. Portland, a lot of money, a lot of want to get better for Dame. And I do believe that they make a run at Ayton. And if Ayton goes anywhere, Portland is the place I think he goes. As we have arrived at our destination, we will see you. It probably will be more than like 3 days. It was probably like 3 days since the last episode. It's going to be way more than that now because we got to go on vacation and blah, 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 blah. I'm not driving. I'm not going to blah, 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 blah. And we will see you. I will see you all next time we vibe in the Ritz car.